everyone. Welcome again to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. A big welcome to my listeners in the U.S. and around the world, as well as any of my Voice America listeners. I am so happy to have you with us today. I am so happy to share with you just a beautiful lady. She does so much. Being the animal lover that I am, I just adore the work she does. I have with me today Kathleen Prasad. She has been a lifelong animal lover and an educator for over 15 years. She has a BA in history from University of Berkeley and a California teaching credential from Sacramento State University. She has authored many fantastic books, including the Animal Reiki Handbook and Animal Reiki Using Energy to Heal Animals in Your Life, and several others. And I'm so excited today to talk with Kathleen about her latest book. Well, first off, Kathleen, I want to say welcome and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Paula. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, it's just an honor to have you on the show. And for those of you who have not heard Kathleen before, she has been interviewed on my Voice America for the Love of Reiki show. And I just was thrilled to have her. And so, of course, I had to invite her to the BBS network as well. Let's begin, Kathleen. Please share a bit about yourself and what brought you to where you're at today.
Well, it's one of those, that's a big question, but I think like many of you probably who are out there, sometimes what we end up doing in our lives is not what we started out planning to do.
Yes.
And I mean, for me, doing Reiki for animals as my mission in my life, but also as my career is really unexpected, and I feel very humbled and honored to be able to do the work that I do and to teach so many people around the world and to be able to reach so many animals with this beautiful spiritual practice of Reiki and how it helps them to heal. And, you know, I always loved animals since I was very, very little. They were always my best friends. I always felt a lot of connection to animals, and they really were, I guess for me, I was a very shy child, and animals were the ones that I could open up to and to kind of be myself with, because I didn't have to have a lot of talking and conversation. And I think sometimes when I was young, I felt that the way human beings related to each other was a little off-putting, and I felt much more comfortable sitting with my dog, sitting with my cat, and in that quiet space, being together with them without having to use so many words. And I think that later in my adult life, when I found Reiki and I learned about meditation and how we actually can discover something more important about our inner selves when we're quiet, it all kind of started to make sense with that space that I had been sharing with animals since I was young that was so healing and so beautiful. And then the Reiki space, which I was discovering through Reiki practice. And I don't know, it really unfolded. I thought I was going to be a middle school teacher, and I did teach for 9 years in San Francisco middle school. And I thought that's what I was going to do for the rest of my life. And then Reiki kind of took over. And, you know, back at the time when I learned Reiki back in 1998, people weren't really specializing in Reiki for animals. They were just doing human Reiki. You would take a human Reiki class, and then they would say, oh, yeah, you can also use it with animals and plants and, you know, everything. But it was really focused on a massage table, a person laying down, and then, you know, hand positions, different hand positions. And so it was really focused on that human treatment. And so I had no idea that the animals would take me on this journey and that I would sort of discover through their help, with their help and with their guidance, sort of discover a whole different way of relating to the system of Reiki. So I don't know, it's just kind of when I look back, because it's been now almost 20 years, it's been 19 years since I've learned Reiki and since Reiki entered my life. And it's amazing to look back and see how, and here I am today doing animal Reiki, teaching animal Reiki, teaching people from all over the world, and having met so many hundreds of people and hearing stories, thousands of stories of animals who've been helped with Reiki. I just feel so blessed to be here with you today. And in a way, it's like sometimes I look at my life and I'm like, wow, how did this even happen? You know?
Yes.
But it's wonderful.
Yes. And you have made a difference for so many, for practitioners, for animals. You've made such a difference in the world, Kathleen. I do want to take a moment to just say thank you. I just am so grateful.
Oh, well, that's so sweet of you to say. I mean, every time that somebody writes me a story about how, you know, they went into a shelter or they adopted an abused animal and how these teachings have brought the animal back to health, it just, you know, it makes me so happy inside. Yes. And so humbled, and I feel so, I mean, this is why I'm here. Like, I know that, and I just feel, again, it's funny the way things take off, because, as I said, you know, nobody really specialized in animals, and a lot of people say, oh, well, Reiki's Reiki, and it doesn't really matter, but actually, it does matter, because, and I think why that occurred to me is as I sort of talked about a few minutes ago, is when I was young and the way that people related in the world sometimes was too much for me. You know, I was such a sensitive empath as a child. And so finding a quieter way and a deeper way of being with another being is what animals sort of showed me. And I felt so much more open to it. And I think that is really underpinning my teachings in Reiki, is how we sort of let go of our humanness and go to a deeper space of being with the animals, where we let them show us something. You know, because normally with human Reiki, we always lead. As the Reiki practitioner, we're leading everything. You know, the person comes to us for a treatment, and now we're going to lead the treatment. And with animals, actually, they're the ones leading, because they're so much more in tune, and they're going to be teaching us. And so it's really more of a partnership, where we are the Reiki practitioner there to help them, but they are the master of energy going to show us something too. And so I think that just, it's so fascinating the way that if we are receptive, the things that we can learn. And that's, I guess that's kind of the key with animal Reiki, is we have to let go of like the human being in charge, and we have to be receptive to what the animals might be able to tell us and show us.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, they can show us so much, and offering the Reiki to animals is so completely different, I feel, than to people. It's just really different. And Kathleen, I can just feel from your voice, your energy, and it's so exciting that you have just continued to be passionate and inspired with your work for the animals. That is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think for some reason, there's this inner fire in my heart about, especially, I love animals, but especially shelter and sanctuary animals, or rescued animals, or animals that have been traumatized and that have ended up, you know, homeless, without a family. And this has always been, since the very beginning, my passion with Reiki, because I would I would go to, when I first started volunteering in shelters, and I would just go and walk dogs. But when I was able to add Reiki to that mix and to see I could go walk the dog and then come back and sit with them and share Reiki, and the healing that I witnessed from all kinds of animals, I mean, animals that have physical symptoms where, you know, for example, a dog that maybe had, you know, terrible scars on his neck or wounds on his neck from a collar that had, you know, had been too tight.
Mm-hmm.
They would come and put their neck into my hands and rest and relax. Or, you know, a cat that it was in the back of his little cage and absolutely terrified of humans. And to have them come by the end of the Reiki treatment, actually walk forward and lean against the wire,
yes,
so that they could come as close to me so that I could put my hand up and touch them through the cage. You know, a horse who had been abused and terrified of humans, who actually would come forward and want to stand next to me in a Reiki treatment. You know, to see the healing that happens for animals that, you know, a lot of times different rescue organizations, they get these animals in where it's like there's nothing they can do. I mean, the light is out. There's mm-hmm. nobody home anymore because what the animal's been through. And to see how Reiki can reach them, even in that dark place, and bring them back into the light. I mean, that for me is, you know, how could you ever not be
yes.
passionate about that? You know,
yes.
just to see that happen even once is life-changing. And for me personally, to have seen that hundreds and hundreds of times over the last, you know, 18, 19, almost 20 years, it's just, you know, it's hard for me to even describe, but it is mm-hmm. what makes it, it's what motivates me to teach, because I know that anyone who practices these simple techniques can watch this miracle happen.
Yes.
It's not difficult. It just requires practice. But
yes.
anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. It's just
so fantastic. And I know myself, I travel with my husband. We have, you know, a timeshare, and we go to Cabo, Mexico. In fact, we're leaving next week for another trip. But there are feral cats and wild dogs around the resort, and I send them Reiki. And oh my gosh, I will be at the pool, and I have feral cats come and just sit behind my chair, you know, wanting Reiki. I have opened the condo door before, and there's a cat sitting there, you know. You know, they just,
well,
they do.
Sense the energy. I mean, they sense.
Yes.
I mean, for me, what Reiki really is, if we boil it down to, it's a beautiful light that is filled with love and compassion, peace, harmony, you know, all these beautiful good things. So if we're practicing all the time and our light is shining out all of these beautiful things, I think even humans can sense it on some level, but animals really strongly do. They're very attracted
yes.
to it, which is awesome. So, yeah, you might find yourself around
yes.
animals.
It's so awesome. And, you know, it's so great we can offer Reiki to wildlife. We can, it's so beautiful. I'm like you. I get so excited. It's so great, Kathleen. Well, everyone, we are going to pop out for a moment, but oh my gosh. Kathleen and I will be right back, so stay tuned. Thank you, Kathleen.
Sure.
Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on VBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am here with Kathleen Prasad, an amazing woman who does so much for the animal planet, or the animals on our planet, and Reiki practitioners, teaching them how to offer Reiki to animals. So, Kathleen, I just love that first segment you're sharing on, you know, how animals pick up the energy of Reiki and what it can do. And I'm so excited that you now have a new book coming out, Heart to Heart with Horses, The Equine Lover's Guide to Reiki. Please share with the listeners information about this book.
Well, I'm very excited. It's not out yet, but it's going to be out very soon. It's going to be available online through, you'll be able to order it through Amazon, and it should be also in an ebook format as well. So the paperback will be black and white, so there's about 40 pictures inside, and then the ebook will have beautiful color pictures, which is very exciting. But I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm totally a horse lover since I was a child. I just absolutely adore horses, and I was not able to have my own horse until I was about 30. So I waited a really long time, you know, seeing them from afar. And so I have found just through my Reiki journey that horses have been some of my most amazing spiritual teachers, and in the Reiki space, that just goes even so much deeper. The Reiki connections are so amazing with horses, and the horses in my life have just blessed me with so much healing. And so this book is about, well, it's kind of twofold. It's about how to share Reiki with horses, but also it's about how to become receptive to the spiritual gifts and healing that horses offer to us. So it's kind of twofold. And really, for me, that's what Reiki is all about, is this shared space of healing where we heal as well as the animals that we're connecting with. And the title is Heart to Heart with Horses because that's what I see. Reiki is really about the heart. And often I think people think of Reiki as being about the hands. And because animals have no hands, we want to let go of our hands and go to that deeper space. And the animals are all about the open heart space. And so that is Reiki space for me, that really defines what the connection with animals can become. And so that's like our ideal Reiki space, the heart-to-heart space. And I'm very honored to have an extremely famous, well-known, respected veterinarian named Alan Schoen write the foreword to this book. It's a beautiful foreword. And he is a veterinarian, is very well respected, who has also become a holistic veterinarian. And he writes about his journey from conventional to holistic medicine, and also how Reiki fits into that whole thing in the foreword. And so that's really exciting to have his foreword with this book. And basically in the book, I start with, the first chapter is called What is Healing? And I start with, you know, really that concept of, you know, when we say healing, what are we talking about? Because I think that's really important to understand before we start the journey of Reiki. Because if we don't even know what it means to heal, how can we learn this practice?
Yes.
So I start with that whole question, and I don't think it's an easy question to answer, but I try to give us a little bit of a framework to kind of work from of what healing really is. And then I give a brief introduction to the system of Reiki, and then I talk about healing from within. So concepts like peace and love, compassion, your state of mind. And I have in each chapter, there is a meditation to do, a practice to do with your horse. And some of them are breathing practices. Some of them are visualization practices. Then I also talk about guidelines. So how three different ways to meditate, actually four different ways. You can meditate and do Reiki meditation and practice with your horse while you're sitting down, as long as you're in a safe spot, like outside the pasture, or standing next to their stall, or standing out in the pasture, or walking, taking a walk with your horse, or even riding. We can create the Reiki space in any of these times with our horses. So I think expanding the idea of how we can use Reiki and different times we can use it is an important part of the book. And then I also talk about just guidelines for the actual Reiki sessions when we're with our horse, to make it safe, to make it comfortable for the horses, and how to sort of read their behavior and how to respond to it in a way that will help you to make that heart connection. And really, the whole point of the book is the power of compassion and an open heart to heal. And the more that we nurture that space within ourselves, the more we can connect with horses, the more healing that can happen, the deeper that healing can go. So I'm really excited about this book. Oh, the other thing that I've included is every chapter has one or two case studies. I've had students from around the world have sent me in beautiful stories about their own personal Reiki experiences with horses. And some of the stories are just about, you know, horses who have come back from a terrible injury, horses that have come back from a terrible emotional abuse, even a beautiful story about how Reiki helped a transition of a horse. And that one's written by Richard Pope, who is the co-founder of Brighthaven, which is a holistic animal sanctuary that I teach at every month. I teach Reiki there. Aww. So he actually shared a beautiful story of how Reiki helped his horse to pass. So there's all kinds of different stories to sort of supplement and enrich the ideas that that I talk about in the book. So it's going to be out very soon. I don't have the date yet, but it's going to be in the next month or so that it will be out. So I'll start, as soon as I have that date, I'll start posting it on social media.
I'm so excited. It's going to be a fantastic book. And Kathleen, for the listeners out there that aren't familiar with Reiki at all and may not even have heard about it, could you give a little bit of an explanation? What it is.
I've kind of hinted at it, but Reiki with animals really is meditating with animals for healing. And so Reiki as a specific practice has certain meditations that it teaches, certain things that it teaches. So for example, we have the five precepts, which are for today only: do not anger, do not worry, be humble, be honest in your work, be compassionate with yourself and others. And there's different versions, but that's kind of one of the common versions. And then we have breathing exercises like the Joshin Kokyo-ho, where you breathe in, and then when you breathe out, you sort of expand that breath as a beautiful light kind of out of your body. And then there are symbols and mantras that you use that you learn in level 2 and 3 Reiki, and those you use in a meditation. So whether you visualize the symbol or you chant the mantra, they're really used to help you to meditate. And then there's the healing treatment is also part of Reiki. And that's when you actually share that space with another being. So often it's with people, but in particular, I work with animals. So it's sort of how to share those meditations with the animals. And what happens when we do that is that it helps them to access a healing space within themselves. So I don't really see Reiki like I'm doing the healing. I see it as I'm creating a space through meditation that the animal can step into and heal themselves. Because it's a space of well-being and peacefulness and compassion and love. And we all know in our lives, if, you know, when we felt really nurtured and loved on a really deep level and embraced by that kind of energy, then that feeling of well-being that you get from that is the ideal conditions for your body, mind, and spirit to heal. So I guess for me, Reiki is about, you know, when we go into the world, we will leave a ripple effect wherever we go. We will leave a trace.
Yes.
And we want to ask ourselves, you know, what trace do I want to leave in the world when I have interactions with people or animals, when I, you know, the work that I do in my life, you know, it will leave some kind of a legacy.
Yes.
And so Reiki is a spiritual practice, a meditation practice to help you to leave the legacy of compassion and love and healing wherever you go. So, you know, some people think of Reiki as something that you do, but I really teach that it is a spiritual practice to help you learn how to be in your life and with the animals and with people and just in the world, you know, every moment. Mm-hmm. It's not just a treatment you do for 30 minutes and then, you know, you go outside and, you know,
yes,
get angry at somebody and whatever, you know. It's really about training ourselves to be, I mean, why not? Why not be full of love and compassion and peacefulness every day of our lives? Just imagine how different the world would be if we all did this.
Yes. It truly is life-changing, don't you think? I really believe it is. It's just life-changing to open that door.
Absolutely. And to see that the animals respond. So, you know, sometimes people do respond positively as well when you have that really positive energy and that beautiful open heart. You know, but sometimes humans wear masks. We cover up, you know, our real feelings, and it's hard to know what people are thinking sometimes. But animals are always completely honest and open. And so to see an animal be drawn to you, to come forward, you know, like the many rescued pit bulls that I've worked with over the years, I call them the 80-pound lap dog. to see these big, you know, dogs, many of them who've come from, you know, fighting situations, and they might have scars all over their body, and they're very afraid of people, and they're just shivering. And to see, you know, a dog like that, and I'm sitting across the room, my eyes closed, in lotus position, I'm meditating, and to open my eyes and to see the dog walking over to me very slowly and slowly climbing into my lap and curling up and just taking a big sigh. That's where you say, okay, this does make a difference. Because I think sometimes we think, well, if I'm meditating and I'm peaceful, does it really affect my world? I don't know if it does. But the animals can really show us.
Yes,
it really does make a difference. It spreads out beyond you.
Yes, that is so beautiful. I have a rescue from Mexico, and there's one I'm going to be bringing back this next trip, but she was a stray dog living on the streets, you know, starving, and I started feeding her, and everybody said, oh, she doesn't let anyone near, and I would just go every day and take food and stand, you know, a few feet away and give her Reiki, and literally by the next week, she let me walk up and put a rope around her neck and followed me to the car where I took her to the Humane Society to prepare her for coming home. And they were all amazed. There was even a policeman. He said, I'll help. She doesn't let anyone near. But she felt the Reiki, you know. Isn't it amazing that, you know, they pick up on it so fantastically.
Oh,
it's so beautiful. Yeah. And now she sleeps with me every night.
Wow. She's living the good life now.
She is. That's awesome. She is. She knows what toys are.
But
it's such a great thing, and it really is amazing, Kathleen, you know, that what you mentioned with the pit bulls, what that may do for them when all they knew was fear and anxiety.
Right. I mean, it's a
beautiful thing.
It's amazing. It's transformational for them. And this is another reason why, you know, I wish all animal caregivers would learn Reiki, because
yes.
It can make such a difference in the work. They're already doing great work, but it can even enhance and help them go deeper. And it has the added benefit when you're doing these meditation practices that it helps to protect you from compassion fatigue.
Yes, you read my mind. I'm really hoping to touch on that in the next segment, because there's people out there that might be listening, Kathleen, that work at the Humane Society or work at a shelter. I'd love to have you share with them some thoughts on if they were to learn Reiki, what a difference that could be.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Yes. So we are going to pop out for another break, everyone. Time flies. But Kathleen and I will be right back. Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you for joining Kathleen and I. This is our final segment. The time is flying by. This is just such an inspirational episode today. I just love it. Kathleen, I would like you to take a moment, if you would, to share your website information with the listeners. And then please tell us about the nonprofit that you're currently doing a fundraiser involving some of your teachers.
Absolutely. Thank you. So you can visit me and find out more about Reiki for Animals and how it can benefit you and your animals at www.animalreikisource.com. And Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I, so animalreikisource.com. I have lots of information on there, including I have a lot of free audios where you can listen and learn more about Reiki. And I have lots of articles about Reiki for different kinds of situations, different kinds of animals. So there's a lot of stuff you can spend a lot of time on there and learn a lot about Reiki for Animals. So back in 2008, I was teaching a class at Brighthaven, a Reiki class, and a student who came to the class, Leah D'Ambrosio, we sat down at lunch together, and she said, Kathleen, you know, it's amazing the work that you're doing and how you're helping so many animals, and I love that I'm learning this. But she said, you know, if you had a dream, you know, what would it be? And I said, well, one of my dreams is that every animal in every shelter would be able to experience the love and peace and compassion of Reiki to help them to heal. Because it also makes them more adoptable.
Yes.
Because if animals are stressed and freaked out, then when people come in to, you know, pick out a dog or a cat, they may not choose the one that's hidden in the corner shaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get the animals to relax and show their true selves and their beautiful light again, then that might be more attractive to potential adopters. So I said, if every animal in shelters and sanctuaries could get Reiki to help them heal, that would be my dream. And she said, well, why don't we do it?
I said, what?
And so we did. We actually formed a 501c3 nonprofit back in 2008 called Shelter Animal Reiki Association, but we call it SARA. And SARA now spans the globe. We have practitioners, Reiki practitioners and Reiki teachers all over the world that are sharing Reiki, you know, volunteering Reiki in shelters and sanctuaries and rescues, and also teaching Reiki to the staff and volunteers of these animal organizations. And it's so exciting, because something that we didn't start out in 2008 really thinking about, but something that we realized as we did this work, is that this Reiki is a very powerful healer for the staff as well, because, you know, many of these places, the situations of cruelty and abuse that they have to witness,
yes,
and actually go into to extract these animals, is so upsetting and so terrible that it takes a real emotional toll on the people, you know. And
yes,
so to be able to share Reiki with these people, not only that we're teaching them how to do Reiki, but also many of our volunteers now go in and do chair treatment. So the person will just sit in a chair. Maybe they only have a 15-minute break, but a 15-minute Reiki treatment while you're sitting with your eyes closed and relaxing in a chair can be very healing. So to see how Reiki is supporting the staff to be able to be healthier and in a better space emotionally when they're having to face all this difficulty has been really amazing. And so that's something that has kind of unfolded that we didn't realize, because our first priority when we started there was really the animal. But now we've opened up a whole new world of Reiki to heal compassion fatigue for the caregivers. And it's really wonderful to see that. So two of my teachers, one from Vermont and one from Glasgow, Scotland, are going to be flying to India. I believe they leave on Saturday, and they're going to be going to India to do this work. And they are going, first of all, to one of our member shelters called TOLFA, Tree of Life for Animals. And they work primarily with the street dogs of India,
mm-hmm,
but they also have rescued other animals like donkeys and whatever, you know, animal may be in dire straits. They will go. They have like a mobile ambulance that goes out and brings these animals back, and they give them all this beautiful vet care. And they've also learned Reiki 1 and 2, the staff. And they have found it to be so helpful. And many of the animals don't make it that come back, unfortunately. Some of them do, and they're able to stay there and live safely at their sanctuary. But they have found Reiki to be so powerful, whether it's to help the animals to get back to a more trusting and better physical shape, or to help them pass over. And also for themselves, to help give them a tool to help themselves from the stress. So they're going to be going back to TOFLA to do the work there. And then after they are work there for a little bit, they're going to be visiting a couple of new animal organizations in India. And the founder of TOFLA is going to go with them and to make introductions. And they're going to be practicing Reiki in these different locations. And I believe one of the places that rescues elephants. So they're going to have really wonderful opportunity to share Reiki, and hopefully they'll make connections so they can go back and teach the staff at a later time. So we are doing a special fundraiser to offset some of the costs. You can imagine it's extremely expensive,
yes,
to fly, but also you have to get all these vaccinations, which cost over $1,000 to be able to go. And then you also have all of your traveling costs and everything while they're there. And they're going to be there for a few weeks, and they're doing it completely volunteer. So Sarah would like to support them and offset some of their costs. So we have created a special fundraiser. So I would love for all of your listeners, and the fundraiser is only going to go for about three more weeks, but it's going to be at bonfire.com/love-knows, KNOWS-KNOW-NO-boundaries. And that is what the t-shirt looks like. Love knows no boundaries. And it's like a beautiful, looks like a planet Earth kind of, but it's filled with all different kinds of species of animals. And then the words love knows no boundaries go around the circle. And on the back of the shirt, it says meditate. And it has our little Sarah logo with a little person kind of meditating. And so, you know, for us, we really believe that the animals teach us all about love and they teach us how our species differences really don't matter, and we are all here to help each other and heal each other. And so that's really, you can wear that shirt and help us to spread that message that, you know, love knows no boundaries. It doesn't matter if you're a whale or an elephant or a cat or a person, that when we open our hearts in love, that we create a beautiful space of connection, that heart-to-heart connection. So please visit our Bonfire fundraiser and get a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a long-sleeve shirt, a tank top.
I love it.
We've got lots of different styles and lots of different colors to choose from. Oh. And you will be helping support Animal Reiki for the homeless animals and rescued animals of India. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kathleen. And to the listeners, you can also see that information on the show page. So I'm really hoping everyone will pitch in, because that is just a beautiful cause. And it is so fantastic, Kathleen, what can be achieved when people that work in shelters and animal rescues, you know, what Reiki can do for them, what Reiki can do for the animals. So, you know, to have those people learn Reiki is just huge. I just love it. I would like to ask you, Kathleen, I understand you have a new webinar, Heart to Heart Animal Reiki. Can you share with us some information about that, please?
Yes. Well, this is like me stepping into 2016 technology. It's a little scary for me, but
I'm with you. Yes.
So I'm very excited because it's an opportunity for me to, you know, I do travel around the world and I do classes, but not as often as I'd like and not as many types of classes as I'd like. So this class is open to all animal lovers and all levels of Reiki practitioners. And it's really it's really for people who want to make a difference for animals in the world. It's for people who aspire to live every day with gratitude and reverence. And it's for people who want to uncover the hidden healing power of their heart. And so it's a 6-lesson webinar. It's going to be focused on Reiki meditation, which can help you move from anxiety and stress into gratitude and reverence. And so I think sometimes we live our lives in this space of, you know, mm-hmm. and then the animals are like, you know, how we can use Reiki meditation to move from that anxiety into the Reiki space of gratitude. And then the animals are like, oh, wonderful, and comes forward. Or, you know, multitasking, stressful modern life, and then the animal feels us with our meditation. Suddenly we're in a space of reverence and compassion, and like, oh, now I want to be with you.
Yes.
Yes, it's easy to transform yourself through Reiki practices. And through the webinar, I'm going to be able to show, because normally I do like teleconferences, but I'm going to be able to show a bunch of pictures of what Reiki looks like in action, and also pictures of the animals that I'm telling stories about. So even today, you know, when I talked about, you know, a horse that came forward, or a dog that sat on my lap, I'm going to be able to like show you the picture of that animal. And also videos. I'm going to be able to share videos in the field of what it looks like, what happens when you do this meditation with an animal. What does it look like? So I'm really excited to be able to, it's almost as good as being in person, except you can be in your own house, in your comfortable room with your computer, and,
yes.
and experience all of this. And so it's a 6-week course. It starts next Wednesday at 5:00, but the shows are recorded. So if you join late, you'll have the recordings of the earlier shows, and I will have it later on as like an audio course you can listen to. But I think what's great about coming live is you can ask questions, you can share stories, and you'll be able to just have, like, we can have that discussion about any of the points that are brought up. So it's the very first Animal Reiki webinar ever. So
that is so exciting.
Yeah, for me, it's like it's new ways forward for for these teachings to reach more and more and more people. Because I know a lot of people that want to help their animals that they can't afford to travel out to California and see me. Mm-hmm. And so, and I don't travel the world that often. So this is a way for anyone anywhere to be able to connect with these teachings and really come away from the class to be able to make a difference for your animal.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that is so fantastic. That is going to be so beautiful. I love it. You're just rocking and rolling, Kathleen, doing good work for the entire planet. It's so beautiful. We have just a couple moments left of the show. What last words would you like to share with the listeners?
Well, I guess one of the phrases that comes to mind when I think about Reiki for Animals is the phrase of never give up. Because I think that a lot of times, you know, especially with rescued animals, they may have such deep trauma, emotional, spiritual trauma, or even with animals that are facing a physical issue that is so difficult. And sometimes we feel that there's no hope and that there's nothing we can do. And so I'm here to tell you that there is something that you can do. And actually, it's even better than doing something. It's something you can be. And when you learn how to be Reiki, it means that you can be compassion and be peace and be harmony and through this state of being, create this beautiful space of light and healing for your animal. And so that you can walk their journey with them, by their side, whatever they face, embracing them with this peacefulness and this love. And the way that that will transform their healing journey is, it's so amazing. It's so inspirational. And just to see the difference that it makes, it doesn't matter what your animal's facing, Reiki can make a huge difference. Even if it's your animal's time to pass, Reiki can create the most peaceful, loving, beautiful space for that to happen. I guess that's what I want to say, is to send that message of hope to people who may feel hopeless about the situation that the animals they work with are facing, or maybe their own animals have, that there is hope, and it's a beautiful space of Reiki that can make a huge difference.
Yes. Oh, I love it, Kathleen. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. It's just such a beautiful thing. What a difference it can make. And, you know, I think it was after our first show, I got the idea, and I created my monthly worldwide Reiki circle for all the animals.
Yes.
On the entire planet. And any practitioners out there, third Saturday of every month, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in your time zone. Please, please join us in sending love and Reiki prayers to the entire world's planet, because they feel it. They do. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Kathleen,
yeah.
You're so wonderful.
Thank you for doing that, group. That's a wonderful service.
Oh, thank you so much. And you are just such a service to the planet's animals. I love it. We're sisters in that area, Kathleen. We are energy sisters.
Definitely.
Oh, and to all my energy sisters and brothers out there, thank you for joining us, and love, hugs, and blessings. Kathleen, thank you for being with me today. I am so honored.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. Love, hugs, and blessings. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.